Tonight's episode is brought to you by Cookie Unity, direct from the chef to you. For 50% off, go to cookieunity.com/reach. Hello, everybody. Since 2016, I've been revealing the threat our democracy is in. I even coined the term the enemies of democracy, and I've described who they are and how they connect to each other. But despite that, here we are in 2024, and from my vantage point, if the elections were held today, we'd be writing the epitaph for democracy right now and eulogizing the once great experiment known as the United States of America. And there's almost nothing I can see changing that outcome between now and November 5th. Almost nothing. I hope you stay tuned for that. Like many of you, I woke up today with the morning consult poll of swing states that was done for Bloomberg. It was taken after the State of the Union address, so really reflected a much more energized Joe Biden. And yet, Biden still trails Donald Trump in four swing states. Now, Trump's lead has narrowed slightly in Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina, but he still leads in all those states. And while Biden and Trump are now tied in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin is the only one of the seven swing states where Biden has a slight edge or where he is in the lead. All of these are within the margin of error, so, you know, take them for what they're worth. But if the election was held today and Trump won all four swing states where he is currently leading, he would likely be the Electoral College leader at 268 to 236 Electoral College votes. He would just need to pick up Pennsylvania or Michigan to be named president. Now, polls can be wrong, but they provide an actual barometer of national leaning. And these are state polls, so they're more reliable, one would think, than national polls. It's also true that this is very early in the game, and people's attention only turns to the election in the summer. But this is a very consequential year, and if you haven't really noticed the elections this year, you probably need to have your vitals checked. I hate to let Joe Biden supporters know this, but the Biden camp is going to struggle to find airtime this summer. The TV networks and newspapers are already committed to their blockbuster summers. And guess what? It's wall-to-wall coverage of Trump on trial. Beginning on April 15th, when the weakest and most frivolous of the lawsuits against Donald Trump will begin its hearing in a New York courthouse. There, the GOP presidential nominee will be put through the ringer for what may ultimately be just a misdemeanor, not even a full crime. And it was a crime or misdemeanor committed in 2016, and we already knew about it. Center stage of this courthouse circus will be a stripper named Stormy Daniels, and the entire court case has been orchestrated by Trump's own mob-connected ex-fixer, Michael Cohen, who's even cast himself as the star witness. Let's be clear. What may or may not have happened here is likely not going to be a crime. At best, it's a misdemeanor. And we'll only find out if it rises to a crime on appeal, and that can only possibly happen after the election. So what we have here, instead of proper criminal proceedings involving a serious felony and a former president, is a made-for-TV spectacle designed to vindicate Donald Trump. As there was no actual crime for him to be found guilty of, he will be vindicated. And guess what that means? He can let everyone know he's been the victim of a witch hunt.
But will you testify if that trial goes forward and proves?
I would have no problem testifying. I didn't do anything wrong.
And would you be concerned that a conviction, if you are convicted in that trial, could cost you the election, given what Todd said voters are?
Well, it could also make me more popular, because the people know it's a scam.
Here's the other thing that's gone unnoticed. Donald Trump is paying his lawyers $1 million a week from his PAC for the legal services for all these trials. Now, if you think that money won't buy him justice, you're not paying attention. Ever since O.J. Simpson tried that glove on, we've known in America that there are two tiers of justice, one for the very rich and one for the rest of us. And in this case, at $1 million a week, Donald Trump is considered very rich, and he'll buy any justice he needs or wants. Hey there, it's Zev, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you had a truly memorable meal? You know, one that hit all the right notes, delicious, satisfying, absolutely made with the kind of culinary passion you'd make the meal with yourself? Well, if you're like me, most of those experiences are usually reserved for dining out. But with Cook Unity, you can enjoy incredible chef-crafted meals at home every single night of the week. I've tried my fair share of meal delivery services, but Cook Unity is very different. It's in a league all of its own. The Thai curry chicken I ordered last week was restaurant quality, fragrant, flavorful, and really, really satisfying. I could eat it again right now. And unlike the mass-produced meals of other services, Cook Unity's dishes are handcrafted by local chefs, so you're getting the very best of the best, and it's delivered directly to you at home. Variety is the spice of life, and Cook Unity delivers with hundreds of exciting dishes to choose from each week. And here's the other thing. If you've got vegan dietary needs, paleo, gluten-free, no matter what it is, no problem. You can just let them know, and they'll even filter out allergens like soy, nuts, and dairy. I love knowing I'm supporting local chefs and suppliers while getting a wholesome, sustainable meal. You can experience Cook Unity for yourself and see what all the hype is about. Go to cookunity.com/reach or just type in reach, R-E-A-C-H, before you check out. And because you're so special, you're getting 50% off your first week of dishes from Cook Unity if you order right now. That's cookunity.com/reach, R-E-A-C-H, or use the code reach, R-E-A-C-H, before you check out. Of course, Donald Trump is salivating at all of this, and he's blaming Joe Biden for all of it.
This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republic.
Turning the 2024 elections into an 8-month LA law marathon presents a very serious threat to democracy because it forces the real issues off the front pages. You know, Russia's actually threatening World War III. The GOP's Project 2025 will actually fire liberals out of the public sector and replace them with religious zealots. The GOP is planning to ban abortions and birth control, and they're planning a coordinated surveillance of all LGBTQ people around the country. Those are the issues at stake. Not to mention Trump's own statements about ending democracy and running as a dictator, never having elections again. Instead, we're going to have an entire electorate hypnotized by Stormy Daniels and whether she did or didn't sleep with Donald Trump and whether he did or didn't pay her off. This kind of stage-managed election campaign court drama is what you'd expect out of the Soviet Union, not out of the United States of America. Donald Trump is only alive and kicking as a political animal today because he's already sold out to the highest bidder. He sold all of us out. How else can you explain the mysterious $5 billion valuation of his Truth social media platform? Clearly, that's money being backdoored to Trump from China. And they will certainly demand their pound of flesh back, like they did in 2017 when he allowed coronavirus to take hold in the United States. The reason that Truth Social is making all this money is because it's being merged with a SPAC. And the main investor in that SPAC is something called Susquehanna International Group. Susquehanna International Group is co-founded by a GOP mega donor by the name of Jeffrey Yass. Now, he clearly is an American dude, but his financial backing seems to be out of China because he owns a lot of ByteDance. That's the owner of TikTok, that surveillance company that's spying on all of us and our kids. So you can see through this financial maneuvering, what really has happened here is Donald Trump is getting billions and billions of dollars from the Chinese, paid through this front man, Jeffrey Yass, who has this investment in the SPAC called Susquehanna International Group. But clearly, it's not what it really seems here. What really is going on is that money is coming from China to buy off Donald Trump. And he's doing that in order to sell out you, America. He's doing that because he will sell out our democracy. It's nothing more than a bribe. So here's my very earnest plea to you. As all these cable networks get sucked up into covering the Hush Money case and Stormy Daniels and whomever else might be involved in that case, try to turn off the courtroom dramas. They're designed to distract you. They're designed to help Donald Trump. Instead, why don't you start spreading the word about democracy, door to door, especially if you live in swing states? Start with the people you know, whether it's in real life or social media. Connect with them. Talk to them about how important democracy really is and what will happen if Trump wins. And then see if you can connect with the people they know until you build an even broader network of people who are working towards one common goal, and that is saving democracy this year. Who knows? Maybe there'll be one network that can actually stop covering the trials and focus on the real issues that matter, because there are so many, and democracy in the United States really are at risk this year. And maybe you can even share my podcast with your friends and families who live in these swing states, because they don't tend to get my podcasts, and it would be great to be able to share with them what I share with you, which is regular, truthful updates about what's going on in the war on democracy. The threat to democracy is real and very present danger. And it has nothing to do with a stripper named Stormy or a lawyer named Michael. It does have everything to do with a president named Joe Biden. And any day we don't see Biden being presidential on TV or in the news is a day Donald Trump has won. And that is why he is doing this court case, even though he wants to blame Joe Biden for it.
One day, you'll tell the story of autocrats, crooks, and kings who came for our freedom. A story of citizens who stood up to tyranny and won. The people prevailed and renewed an old vow to a more perfect union. And that was just the beginning. The story continues. Narrative, where truth lives.